This episode is sponsored by my 19-month-old.
Say coffee podcast. Ready? Say coffee podcast. Say coffee. Coffee podcast.
Yeah.
Say the.
P.
No, coffee podcast. That's pretty good. Okay.
Yay!
If you're new here, the Coffee Podcast is an independent podcast I've been doing for the last around 8 years. Yes, for my normal listeners with some gaps, I know. We talk about coffee, but more importantly, we talk about people and coffee. We learn about the world through this lens of people-focused coffee talk, whether that be anthropology, art, chemistry, economics, engineering, history, you name it. Coffee is our conduit for learning about the world through experts who know what they're talking about. So you want to brew better coffee? That's, I'm guessing, maybe partially why you're listening to this episode, unless you're a regular listener. If you're a regular listener, let me explain this episode's origin story. I've hit a weird place in my life as a coffee obsessor. I mean, enthusiast. I've been a coffee professional, brewing customers' pour-overs and lots of tasty espresso. I've dabbled in coffee snobbery, and I have taken a tour of many cool coffee brewing gizmos and gadgets. But lately, I'm frustrated. I see a lot of tutorials blowing up all over the place about brewing with this and with that and tweaking this and that. And I can't help but think we've covered this over 100 episodes ago, and no one is really drilling down on the fundamentals. So this is a PSA on the major steps to brewing better coffee. Step one, buy good coffee. Step two, use filtered water. Step three, use ratios that make sense for your brewing device. So what we have here is coffee, water, ratios. Let's jump into step one, buy good coffee. I define good tasting coffee like this: coffee that tastes at least as good as it smells. There are basically four tiers of coffee quality as we understand it from the Specialty Coffee Association. Under 80 points is considered not specialty, 80 to 84 is considered good specialty, and 80 to 89 is considered gooder specialty, and anything above that might be considered goodest. And obviously I'm playing with words here, but jargon aside, good coffee tastes at least as good as it smells. And as you see, price does scale with a coffee's quality score, typically. Bonus points when buying good coffee. You can buy pre-ground, but I recommend investing in a burr grinder if you can. If not, at least ask your specialty coffee roaster of choice to grind it fresh for you. Step two, use filtered water for your brew. Stop using your faucet water unless you live in the mountains somewhere where the water is heavenly. Unfiltered faucet water makes your coffee taste like junk, even quality coffee, and it can jack up your coffee brewing gear because of how the minerals build up over time. Just don't do it. Also, don't use distilled water unless you want your coffee tasting naked. Yes, tasting naked is a thing. No one wants to be tasting naked. Bonus points, you can distill your water or buy distilled and use minerals specially designed for brewing coffee, like that offered by Third Wave Water. Full disclosure, they have sponsored the Coffee Podcast, but this episode is not sponsored by them. I really do like their product. Step three, use ratios that make sense for your brewing. Ratios presuppose a scale, so get yourself a gram scale. Ratios confused me as a kid, so hopefully my dumb way of explaining this will be useful to you. A ratio is a fancy word for mapping how many of this go with how many of that. For example, if I want a banana strawberry smoothie, I always want one strawberry and one banana in a smoothie, and that's considered a 1-to-1 strawberry to smoothie ratio. If I want two strawberries instead of one strawberry, now it's a 2-to-1 strawberry to banana ratio. Two strawberries to one banana. And if my head hurts, I go to my local juice shop, Juiceland, and spend some money on an originator, which is a totally off-topic and weird fact about my favorite smoothie. Same for coffee, except we talk in grams. So when I say 1-to-1 in coffee, I mean 1 gram of coffee to 1 gram of water. I'm cheating because I mean 1 milliliter of water, but same difference, okay? So espresso is something like 1-to-2, and filtered drip is something like 1-to-16, which is where I like my ratio for filtered coffee. A tighter ratio means something like espresso, where the coffee and water are close together, like 1-to-2, where one is close to two on the number line, and looser is that like 1:16 filtered ratio. So you can speak in terms of tightening and loosening your ratio as an example. And I know this is going to come off so well in audio. Since 30 milliliters of water can map nicely to one fluid ounce, you can do things like this. I want a 10-ounce brew at a 1:16 filtered ratio. So 10 ounces times 30 is 300, how much water I need to brew with, and 300 divided by 16 is close to 19, which is the grams of coffee I need to brew with to hit my 1:16 ratio. Therefore, my recipe is 19 grams to 300 grams of water. And here's a super life hack. You can cut corners by doubling your fluid ounce and calling it grams. In my last example, I did 10 ounces as my targeted final cup, right? You can double that, get 20, so 10 to 20. That becomes 20 grams, which is pretty close to the 19 that we just calculated. So that's just a cut the corner kind of thing to do, but I find it useful a lot. The nice thing about the fundamentals is that they are transferable to any brewing method. Having this intuition will get you a lot farther than looking up a recipe every time you want to brew something different or say you want to experiment. I did skip something some people will call me out for, and that is grind setting. Yes, it's important, but to me, it's not as important as these three. Stick with coffee, water, ratios. I almost have a cool acronym, CWR. It's a little lackluster. Let's try this. Coffee, pristine water, and ratios. That's CPR, your CPR of coffee, except my wife doesn't like that. She thinks it's stupid. She came up with this one, BRW. That's beans, ratios, and water, and it kind of spells brew, which I thought was super cool. The Coffee Podcast used to do a lot of brew stuff. We will do some more, but our main focus is people-focused coffee talk. My goal is to share so much more than how to brew better coffee, but I hope this is a catalyst for you and your friends or family you share this with. Yes, many hands went into making our cup of coffee delicious, and we want to carry on the baton well, but let's also not forget we have real work to do to make coffee better for everyone, not just how it tastes. If you want more like this, head over to YouTube as I consider premiering some video content in the same vein so we can reserve the podcast for other topics. You can subscribe on YouTube by searching @coffeepodcast. Don't forget the @ because there's nothing out there yet. @coffeepodcast, and look for our fancy schmancy logo. You'll see it there. That's all for now. Thanks for tuning in. And as always, and until next time, happy brewing.